From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Hopes are fading of finding the 11 workers missing from an oil rig platform in the Gulf of Mexico after Tuesday's explosion and fire. The U.S. Coast Guard has been combing a wide area about 50 miles off Louisiana, but so far nothing's turned up. And now there's growing concern about the oil being spilled and how much there is. The Coast Guard's Mike O'Berry says daylight will help with that.
The sheen that's been reported to us is about 1 mile by 5 mile in length. We'll get a better understanding if that's gotten larger. There was some assessments yesterday to try to determine how much oil, if any, is leaking out of that well that was dug.
BP says it's doing everything it can to contain the spill. The Prime Minister of Greece says his country wants a debt bailout from the International Monetary Fund and Eurozone countries. As Steve Beckner with Market News International reports, George Papandreou cites market pressures in making the formal request ahead of meetings in Washington.
Finance ministers and central bankers from the group of 20 nations are conferring ahead of this weekend's meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. The G20, which includes the group of 7 industrial nations, plus other key countries such as Brazil, China, India, and Russia, will talk about how much progress the global economy has made in recovering from the financial crisis and recession. In a communique, they are likely to stress the need for stimulative policies to stay in place a while longer to bring down high rates of unemployment. And they will continue their discussions on reforming financial regulation. Thursday, IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn stressed the need for the G20 to cooperate so that regulations are consistent from country to country. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
President Obama's envoy to the Middle East is back in the region trying to get Israelis and Palestinians talking again. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made clear that his country will not stop building in contested parts of Jerusalem.
Just as George Mitchell was arriving in the region, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went on Israeli television to restate his position on Jerusalem. There won't be a housing freeze in East Jerusalem, as the U.S. and the Palestinians have sought. The issue has strained U.S.-Israeli relations. Still, State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said that the administration decided it would be fruitful to send Mitchell back.
Our focus here is on what do we need to do to get the parties into that direct negotiation. That is our focus. That is why George Mitchell is back in the region. We understand that we're not there right now, but we'll see where these meetings take us.
The Obama administration has been working for months to start indirect negotiations that would lead to direct talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR News from Washington. Iraqi authorities say police and at least one judge were the targets of today's roadside bombings in a town west of Baghdad. The explosions went off near Ramadi, killing at least 7 people. Others were wounded. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is asking a federal judge to subpoena President Obama. He wants the president to testify at his corruption trial. NPR's David Shaper says redacted portions of the motion requesting the subpoena were briefly accessible online yesterday.
The Blagojevich motion claims that President Obama has direct knowledge of the allegations in the indictment, which accuses Blagojevich of trying to sell or trade the Senate seat vacated by Mr. Obama for personal gain. The motion filed by Blagojevich's defense attorneys adds that President Obama's public statements contradict other witness statements. There are no bombshell accusations in the redacted portions of the motion, but the Blagojevich defense suggests that the president played a more active role in the process of trying to choose a successor than he's previously acknowledged, and that he could refute accusations Blagojevich was trying to sell the seat. An apparent computer glitch made the blacked-out portions of the document briefly accessible to online viewers Thursday. The judge called prosecutors and defense attorneys into chambers late in the day, but neither side would say if that was to discuss the glitch. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
In Australia, the fire chief criticized for his response to last year's deadly wildfires in the country's southeast is resigning. Russell Rees says he's stepping down to allow someone else to make operational changes. Rees has come under sharp criticism from Australia's Bushfires Royal Commission, which has been investigating the February 2009 wildfires that killed more than 170 people. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.